Country Club FM. Almost forgot the train whistle. Bob FM, the almanac, and we have an almanac quiz, and we have an almanac salute here today.
Oh, salute.
Vikings super fan Millie Wall.
Oh,
remember her?
Yeah,
she
yes.
rose to fame. It was basically the 2000, whatever season that was, that they had the miracle, Minneapolis miracle. What season was that? 2017? Against
yeah,
the Saints?
Yeah, I think so.
You start having so many disappointments. They all run together. The Vikings disappointments run together. Neil, you can't tell the Hail Mary from the wide left to the 12 men in the huddle, right? They all just start running together. 41 donut and 38 hockey stick. I mean, they're all
in there.
They all kind of just merge together into one big glob, like a big marshmallow. Mm-hmm. But
she's
Millie,
seen them all.
Yeah, she did, and she just. She hung on as long as she could for a Vikings Super Bowl championship. 102 years old, she passed away. Family members confirmed that, and it's being reported here today. So she was a super fan. Didn't the Philadelphia fans boo her, or did they send her to the game after the Vikings beat the Saints? And then there was something about the Philadelphia fans, very, very mean. Of course, they booed Santa Claus in the past, too.
Right.
So, Millie Wall, Viking superfan, now gone, but not forgotten. We'll do an almanac quiz coming up later.
I think we should for the showdown in Curdtown deal.
That'll be at the end of today's Bob Almanac, Friday, June 11th, 162nd day of the year, 203 left to go. This date, 1919.
Sir Barton was the first Triple Crown winner, but no one knew it until the three races were first called that by Charles Hatton many years later. Sir Barton simply won three races called the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. He was a sore-footed grouch who ignored other horses and hated all humans except his groom, Toots Thompson.
Sore-footed grouch that hated all humans, but he won the first ever Triple Crown at Sir Barton.
That was impressive.
This date in 1919.
I guess I did not know that.
Are you betting on the ponies right now? I see you're on your phone. Are you looking up today's scratch sheet or whatever they call it in the racing biz?
I miss the Belmont now is what it really reminded me of.
1939.
Your Majesty, would you like a hot dog?
So that is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This date, as depicted by Bill Murray, as FDR, offering a hot dog to the King and Queen of England. And then he asked the King, here's the question.
Do you take mustard?
And of course, Neil, you would answer always.
Always.
And only mustard, right?
On a cased product.
That's King George VI enjoying a hot dog. I'm sure the British royalty were actually... when they first put him in front of them, they were probably quite disgusted.
I would think.
By what in the world is this? Although you'd think they'd be familiar with bangers and mash.
Yes.
And hot dogs were similar to bangers, if they had bangers. Hot dogs, one of the foods that built America.
So good.
Invented by Nathan's at Coney Island, if I'm not mistaken here.
I believe you're right.
So that was this date, 1939.
Hiding in my room. Safe within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me.
I am a rock, I am Jordan.
I am Iran, I am Syria. All those Middle East, how did they settle on singing about Iraq instead of all the other Middle East countries that they could have gone with?
Libya
could have been, there are a lot of options. They went with Iraq, and this was in 1966, so they weren't yet really an enemy of ours.
No.
So Simon and Garfunkel, that song peaked at number three this date back in 66. 79, news report.
John Wayne, a movie star for almost 50 years, is dead of cancer at the age of 72. Wayne died in a coma at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. His seven children were with him. A Delta Airlines...
So he was 72 when he passed away. He could have been around for a few more years, if not for cancer.
Yep. Yep. He was a smoker.
He was.
And he battled it for a long time.
Didn't he do anti-smoking PSAs? there towards the end.
I think he did, too.
Yeah. So
he was the Duke.
He obviously is one of your heroes.
Absolutely.
And great. I don't say he's a great actor. You know, there have been a lot of better actors where they play different characters and, you know, they go into the method acting and so forth. But he was who he was, and he was bigger than life when he was, even on the big screen, he was bigger than the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
And yeah, just the way he delivers lines, too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
In that John Wayne style. I mean, did he make a bad movie?
I don't know if there not in my estimation.
No, certainly not. So, John Wayne, dead at 72 this date in 79, 81.
I don't think it'll hit me until a few days from now. Like I said, I've never had a summer without baseball.
As the players packed their gear and went their separate ways, the reality sunk in. None of us had ever known a summer without baseball.
That was Reggie Jackson and Mel Allen.
Oh.
Both right there from an edition of This Week in Baseball.
Now, Twib Notes.
Twib Notes. Let's get some Twib Notes.
Mel Allen was the greatest.
You know, you would sit and watch the whole show hoping that they would mention the Twins.
Yes.
And every now and then they would, especially in the early days of the show in 77, 78.
Right.
Early 80s, not so much.
Well, they were brutal.
So the baseball strike began. First ever baseball strike.
Yep.
1981. I remember this. I was 11 years old. And I was, big baseball guy, little kid, wanting to watch baseball and wanting to watch the Twins. And all of a sudden they said, whoop, nope, we're on strike. It lasted 51 days.
Yeah, way too long.
And they kind of split the season in two. And the Twins actually had a pretty good second half.
Yeah.
81 was, first half 81 was horrible. But when they split it into the second half coming out of the strike, the Twins actually were right around 500, if I'm not mistaken.
Willie Norwood found himself. Maybe.
And that would be the last year of the Met, of course.
Yes.
He's lost. He's alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 3 million light years from home. In spring 2002, only in theaters.
I'm keeping you.
Steven Spielberg. They told me it was the original trailer. That's not the original trailer. It said 2002. My staff messed up there, Neil.
Well, it happens to all of us.
It does. Yeah. It happens to all staffs, even the best staff. But that's E.T., Steven Spielberg, kind of a big movie.
Yeah.
It did a lot of things for Reese's Pieces.
Yes,
it did. I think Reese's Pieces became one of the top candies. It had been floundering down towards the lower areas of the candy countdown, down there with the zero bar and the whatchamacallit.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden E.T. came out and it was in the top five.
Yeah, it was great. And E.T., everybody had to see it. Yeah.
And he phoned home.
One more spin you have to take, Michael, before we can deal with the urn spin. Here's the last one you must take.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
$101, a trip to the Bahamas. A trip to the Bahamas.
So this is Michael Larson playing Press Your Luck. And on this date, and it became a scandal. He won
$10,237. They go to you, Janie.
So you heard that right there. $110,237 for Michael Larson. He cheated. If you want to call it cheating, he memorized the patterns. He was a bit of a savant, Neil.
Wow.
He was able to memorize the electronic board patterns. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. And he never got whammies. So he won $110,000, and I'd have to look into it, and I know I have. I can't remember if he had to give some of the money back or all of it or what.
Is that cheating?
I don't know.
It's just really smart.
It's called beating the system is
what
it is.
Right.
That's why when counting cards is illegal.
Right.
When you're gambling and playing blackjack.
But you're pretty good if you can do it.
Yes, exactly, and smart, Rain Man style.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1984. 1999, let's remember Dr. Bones, Leonard McCoy.
The thing is virtually made out of stone.
Help it, treat it. I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. You're a healer, there's a patient.
Damn it, Jim. So we lost to Forrest Kelly on this date.
I'm a bricklayer.
Yeah. That's from the I'm a doctor, not a .. line. And he did a lot of those.
Yes,
that's one of
did.
My favorites, though. I'm not a bricklayer.
Right,
but could
good.
You see DeForest Kelly with a trowel and some mud?
Mm-mm.
A couple of bricks there. So he passed away on this date at the age of 79 back in 99. Amazon.com expanded its product line on this date in 1998. We're going to go back a year here. 1998. They went from selling books only to compact discs as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they've expanded a little bit even since then, haven't they?
I believe so.
Yeah. 2001.
This morning, the United States of America carried out the severest sentence for the gravest of crimes. The victims of the Oklahoma City bombing have been given not vengeance, but justice.
Timothy McVeigh executed lethal injection this date.
Ring him.
In 2001.
Got what he deserved, I would tell you.
Yes, agreed.
Unfortunately for the judges, we were having more fun than they were.
And touch me, hold me close, don't ever let me go.
Chris, I thought that was absolutely dreadful. It's out of tune, awful.
I'm not sure singing's what you should be doing either.
It was the first episode of American Idol.
And, yeah, that was not very good.
And I think that was the first time the judges were critical of anybody at that point in time. And then, of course, they realized, wait a minute, people love the bad singers as much as they love the good. Let's show some of the bad singers.
Right.
We wouldn't have heard of William Hung and She Bangs.
Right.
If not for that. So this really kind of set the stage for all the other talent shows. You know, there were talent shows before, like Talent Search and Star Search and all these other ones. But this is the first one that kind of showed the inside.
Right.
How they got it down to the people that were in the final show. You never saw that on Star Search.
It was a bold and beautiful move.
It was. It was. And it's still on today.
From ABC News.
What a great news sounder.
This week with David Brinkley. Now from our Washington headquarters, here's David Brinkley.
Bulldozers cut a hole through the Berlin Wall, and border guards standing on the two sides.
So let's remember David Brinkley on this date. Legend of broadcasting.
Kind of the died staccato style.
Died at the age of 82. I should do the almanac all as David Brinkley one time.
Right.
That would be then 40 minutes. And let's see how many. That'd be 20 minutes
that'd
over.
That'd be a lot of dough.
That'd be a lot of dough going to Eagles Healing Nest.
Yeah.
But David Brinkley passed away this day, 2003. He was 82. And again, we're doing a quiz at the end here.
Bugger, bugger, bugger. What are you doing to the furnace? It's over 90 degrees in this building.
Hey, look, I apologize, Miss Woods, and as soon as I can get down to the basement, I'll cut the heat down.
Yeah, well, we could lose half the hot air in this room as soon as you leave.
He was the building superintendent on Good Times. He was Bookman. They called him Booga, and they also called him Buffalo Butt, John. I mean, Neil.
Yes.
It's Johnny Brown. Happy birthday to him. He's 84.
Oh, we're on the birthdays.
Joey D of Joey D and the Starlighters. 81 today. You had a big crush on Adrian Barbeau, I'm sure.
Stevie Wayne here, beaming a signal across
Barbeau,
the sea.
Yes.
To the men of the seagrass, 15 miles out tonight, a warm hello, and keep a watch out for that fog bank.
So there she is. Of course, she was Maude's daughter on Maude, but there she is in one of my favorite movies as a kid because I was interested in radio, and it had the most interesting location for a radio studio. A lighthouse.
Oh.
You remember The Fog?
Oh, yes.
She was also in Swamp Thing, but this was The Fog, where I believe just outside of the White House, they had some buoys, Neil.
Yes, they did.
Adrian Barbeau, 79.
76, I think.
Oh, yeah, 76, you're right. She'll be 79 in 3 years. In 3 years, we'll be saying 79.
Right on.
So Frank Beard on the electronic drums here for ZZ Top. He's the one who didn't have a beard until recently. He's grown a beard. It's not like the other guys. Dusty Hill, etc. Frank Beard is 72. More music.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till
that's Graham Russell. He and Russell Hitchcock, they are Air Supply. One half of Air Supply, Graham Russell. 71 today.
I wish I could carry.
Very nice.
Light soft rock from the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, I swear we were doing 80 when we saw those motel lights and we were rocking.
One of the Donnies from 38 Special. This is Donnie Van Zant.
Nice.
Of the Van Zant family.
Yep.
He and Johnny, they were Van Zandt, too. Here he is singing along with Donnie Barnes, 38 Special. Donnie Barnes did most of the lead singing on their hits.
Yes.
So happy birthday to him. 69 today, Joe Montana.
I'm wanted. What for, Sheriff? I'm just a 49er looking for a little gold.
Yep. Hey, he did some commercials, too, and he won how many Super Bowls? Four? I want to
I would say four
during the 1980s with the 49ers, Joe Montana, 65.
Wow, I'm going to be a mom. Whoa. Thank you so much. I got to get you a gift or something.
Sometimes the best gift is the gift of never seeing you again.
Okay.
He was House, Dr. House, House MD, Hugh Laurie. He had some good comebacks on that show. He's 62.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, go back to the basement. Hey, Jack Reed. I get more action in a week than you've had your entire life. I've got houses in L.A., Paris, and Vail.
Oh.
Each one of them with a 70-inch plasma screen. So I suggest you wipe that stupid smile off your face before I come over there and smack it off.
He's a tough-talking, what do you say, small person?
Yes.
Vertically challenged?
Yes.
Game of Thrones, he was Tyrion, he was in, I think he made Thor's Thanos-killing axe. One of the Avengers. Was it Endgame, I think it was, or maybe the first one before that, Infinity War.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Peter Dinklage, 52.
What are you doing? What are you doing? No, watch the path! Watch the path! Watch the path! Please, please, please! No, no, wait! No, no!
Oops. No! Sorry, my bad.
Oh, I got you. You couldn't wait for 5 minutes. You couldn't wait for
so
5 minutes. I told you, just stay. Just stay.
He's talking to Optimus Prime like he's a schnauzer.
Right.
Stay.
Stay.
Stay, Optimus Prime. So that's Shia LaBeouf from Transformers and other movies as well.
Yeah.
He knew the Autobots, and he's 35.
All right. Gone, but certainly not forgotten today. Let's start with maritime explorer. We knew him. We knew him well. Jacques Cousteau.
Over a century ago, Charles Darwin peered into the waters of a reef, longing to observe the incredible variety of life below.
They didn't call him Mr. Excitement for nothing.
No, and the co-inventor of the Aqualung, Jacques
Cousteau.
And
we wouldn't have had the John Denver song Calypso without him either.
Yeah, that is true.
That's the name of his boat.
Born on this day, 1910.
What was the name of his show? It was The Undersea World of Jacques Cousteau.
Yes, yes. Remember that? Very nice.
Narrated by Rod Serling.
Yes. NFL Hall of Fame coach of the Green Bay Packers, Vince, don't call him Vinny, Lombardi.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
What the hell's going on out here?
They didn't get a seal. They did not get the seal necessary. Vince Lombardi, born on this day, 1913. Emmy award-winning actor, a tremendously funny man, Gene Wilder.
Should have won an Oscar, too,
for sure.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That's him from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but just list off the other movies.
Oh, Blazing
Genius.
Saddles.
Genius, as a writer, too.
Young Frankenstein. Stir Crazy with Richard Pryor. Gene Wilder, very funny man, 1933. And now it's TV theme time. Why did my mom swoon over this TV doctor? Born Ray Crampton.
Who wouldn't?
We knew him as Chad Everett and Medical Center. That's a great TV theme.
Yeah. 70s. The 70s were the golden era. Of TV themes.
For sure.
There's just no doubt about it. There's no argument, really.
No, there really isn't. Chad Everett starred in Medical Center. He was in some other programs, but you loved him there. 1937 for Chad Everett, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot about a one-hit wonder.
I'll give you a daisy, a day.
Yes.
I'll give you a daisy, a day.
The great Judd Strunk.
I love you one, two. Still.
Didn't he have one other kind of quasi-hit?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
He was also on Laugh-In and did some things on Laugh-In
as
well.
Okay.
But this is the song this is his signature song,
yes.
Daisy a Day. He was born on this date, 1936, and passed away in 1981. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Let's
that
do
wraps
the quiz.
Up the week.
Yeah, it does. And we're going to do the quiz right now for the showdown in Curdtown. Is that tomorrow in Ellsworth, Wisconsin?
It is at the Pierce County Fairgrounds. It's the official National Truck Pullers Association event.
It's kind of a big deal. And we want you to be a part of it. And here is the quiz question. The first caller with the correct answer wins those prized tickets. So today was the date that DeForest Kelly passed away, 1999. He, of course, was Dr. Leonard Bones McCoy in Star Trek and the Enterprise. He was their chief medical officer. He was giving people hypo sprays left and right. And I love and the voyage home where he goes, what is this, a Spanish dialysis? What is this, a Spanish Inquisition? He was hilarious.
He was great.
He was very good. But here today, the clip that we played for DeForest Kelly and Bones McCoy was, I'm a doctor, not a blank. That in. What was the line? I'm a doctor, not a... What was that? 763-450.
Sounds like Match Game. Are you Gene Rayburn?
That's very much blank.
In real life? Yes.
Old Hilda was so old. How old was she? So answer that question, please. 763-450-0100. You could win. Everybody's a winner with a Bobathon. Neil Freeman hosting it. And I think you're going to give away another pair.
Yeah, we'll give away another.
During the Bobathon.
The final pair.
No quiz or answer or anything needed. Just call in for that one.
Okay. Maybe I'll play a tractor song.
Garth Brooks, Standing Outside the Fire. Mm-hmm. Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart, The Whiskey Ain't Working. Mm-hmm. Or Ronnie Millsap, There's a Stranger in My House.
Ronnie Millsap.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios. KDDG Albany. KDDG.